The London School of Economics, founded by the Fabian Society in London, where Ursula von der Leyen studied, has a history of students from the elite. Italian professor, historian, and journalist David Rossi wrote the book, The Fabian Society and the Pandemic, How to Achieve Dictatorship, in which he clearly explains the role played by Fabianism and the London School of Economics. The author discusses how a number of famous figures are very closely associated with the Fabian world. This includes the likes of George Soros, Tony Blair, and Ursula von der Leyen, who as mentioned studied at the LSE while living in London. Professor Rossi explains how the Fabians are an elitist circle. In fact, they are an extreme elitist clique whose contempt for the people, for ordinary men and women, is rampant. Research into this top club of initiates has prompted remarkable findings, not least their art of dissimulation. Indeed, its members find it easy to make something appear a certain way, in order to hide something else in diametric opposition to it. It is a pyramidal hierarchical organization that masks its desire for domination and power, using progressive ideals and so-called good principles that are actually fake. Von der Leyen makes very good use of the art of dissimulation to feign one thing, in order to conceal another. The scene is perfect. She appears, wearing a yellow jacket and a blue shirt, the Ukrainian colors, which go well with the European flag. With her smile and impeccably coiffed hair, she falsely projects the image of a gentle lamb, as we recently saw in the European Parliament. The Fabians have created a double standard. The first applies to ordinary people who willingly believe what they are told, and consequently, try to behave accordingly. The second standard applies to the chosen, the initiates, in other words, those who, like the Fabians, are, or believe themselves to be, the masters of the universe. The Fabian Society is one of those little-known but very powerful initiatives that has been playing a role in the manipulation of the human mind for many years. And it is the world's largest eugenicist organization. On the 4th of January 1884, the Fabian Society was founded in London. And it coined the widely used and oft-repeated phrase, the New World Order. The term Fabian is inspired by Quintus Fabius Maximus, the Cunctator, or Delayer. He was a Roman consul who is remembered for defeating Hannibal Barca, the Carthaginian general who came close to destroying Rome. The art of dissimulation is an intrinsic part of the Fabian society. The Fabians intend to achieve power in two ways. Firstly, by striving to create an authoritarian and dictatorial state, founded upon a collectivist or socialist framework, whilst building a liberal and individualistic economy capable of establishing the New World Order on a global scale. A center of power closely associated with the Fabians is the aforementioned London School of Economics. The Fabian Society gave rise to the LSE, a highly prestigious university which Italian journalist David Rossi describes as a true hub of global technocracy. It was founded 11 years after the Fabian Society, in 1895, by the Fabian couple Sidney and Beatrice Webb, together with Graham Wallace and the Irish playwright George Bernard Shaw. The Rothschilds are among the financiers of the London School of Economics, and purchased the building that became the university's home. In addition to being wolves in sheep's clothing, which is to say that their foundational principles include lies and deception, another symbol of the Fabian Society is the turtle, accompanied by the inscription, "When I strike hard." In other words, as the author explains, I proceed towards my goal slowly, but once suitable conditions have been created, I strike ruthlessly. Von der Leyen studied within this elite circle, in which she still moves today. And this is what made it possible for a woman with negligible political experience and who has been involved in several incidents of corruption to reach as high an office as the one she holds inside the European Commission. As media sources suggest, her election to the European Union's highest office would not have been possible without the support of her friends, Macron and Merkel. At the same time, entrepreneur and researcher Enrico Levantino points out that today's European Union emerged from a Masonic project that began in the United States and is controlled by the City of London's Committee of 300 and the Bilderberg Group. It is also directly controlled by the City of London, which aims to establish the society described by the Fabian Society. Let us not forget that the novel 1984 was written by British author George Orwell, a Fabian, and that the phrase New World Order was coined by British author Herbert George Wells, also a Fabian, who wrote the book of the same name. The European Union was corrupt from its very inception. The objective has always been the complete step-by-step removal of individual nation-states' power and sovereignty, turning them into obedient and hostile entities that form part of a punitive, iron-fisted reality. All those with eyes to see should take note of how much they have already conquered and observe the steps they take month by month as they move towards total domination. The European Commission's current president, Ursula von der Leyen, has prepared herself very well indeed. She was educated at the London School of Economics, a Fabian Society institution intent on forming leaders who carry out the designs of the powerful financial elite, the City of London, and the Committee of the 300, which influence and manipulate the entire world. The London School of Economics is the university that has produced the highest number of multimillionaires worldwide, and the technocrats who are now ruling the world, almost in their entirety, were students. Ursula von der Leyen is one of them, in addition to being a Club Bilderberg member. Furthermore, we must not forget that the President of the European Commission obeys the House of Rothschild. As a matter of fact, in May 2021, she spoke at the 16th World Jewish Congress's Plenary Assembly, an agency that meets every 4 years to establish political policy for the years to come. David Rothschild is president of the World Jewish Congress's Board of Trustees. The Fabian Society embodies the philosophy that drives top financial powers as they strive to create a one-world government, whereby the submissive populace is controlled via microchips and reduced to being servants of a hierarchy of the wealthy and powerful, who will rule the planet. Elected parliamentarians are fully conscious of the fact that they are delegating the formulation of laws to bureaucrats, unelected officials, and representatives of the European Commission. The European Commission is the EU's real government. In fact, the European Union has no connection to democracy or to the constitutions of sovereign nations. We have to consider that the EU promotes the interests of multinational companies. The City of London and the Committee of 300 represent massive wealth, and they are major shareholders in 1,600 multinational companies. The EU, which they wanted and established, promotes their interests. They do not look after the interests of small and medium-sized enterprises, or the interests of the people living in the nations they wish to subjugate. This is a simple fact. Democracy has been abolished in the European Union, right along with monetary sovereignty, sovereignty of the food supply, and political sovereignty as well. Even the European Parliament's vote of confidence to establish the European Commission was a farce. Moreover, in a Facebook post, Italian writer and philosopher Diego Fossaro voiced doubts about the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, and the president of the European Central Bank, Christine Lagarde, by stating that both have attended Bilderberg Group meetings and that von der Leyen was present in 2015, 2016, 2018, and 2019. Of course, the Bilderberg Group decided to place them in the highest posts possible as heads of European institutions to, quote, protect the good of the people and the working classes. In reality, however, the exact opposite is true. Fassaro also emphasizes that the Bilderberg Group is a coven of economists, journalists, and stateless financial tycoons, who are unelected but decide the fate of all. They meet secretly, in heavily guarded locations that are protected by the police. They dictate economic policy whilst carrying out the New World Order project, which has led directly to the destruction of the existing social order and the downward spiral of the economy, as the principles of competition and profit reign supreme. Whilst the visible leaders of the Bilderberg Empire publicly defend democracy, in private, their think tanks tirelessly continue to study new strategies with which to attack it. The wolves don't like the herd to rebel or to roam freely. The democracy they desire is not the democracy of the people. It is that of the wielders of power. This is what is being seen in Europe, with Ursula von der Leyen and her disastrous management of the economy, which is causing a huge rise in prices throughout Europe. Not only for electricity and gas that continue to break records, but also for basic food products. All of this is leading to further impoverishment and hunger for families who cannot make ends meet. And this winter they will struggle to heat their homes, which will lead to greater division and social violence. Who is behind Ursula von der Leyen? Who helps her make decisions? One person who fits this description is the Belgian virologist Peter Piot, who was her former chief advisor regarding COVID. Peter Piot is a very instrumental person, and he plays a fundamental role in agencies like the Robert Koch Institute of Germany, which exercises decisive influence where pandemic issues are concerned. He also plays a key role in the German National Academy of Sciences Leopoldina, and of course, in the European Commission itself. However, it is even more interesting to note that he occupies a leadership position in the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, founded by Bill Gates and his former wife. His primary post is at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, where he is director. Evidence of his good relationship with Gates can be seen by the fact that the Gates Foundation has supported Pierce Institute, granting it $185 million worth of funding over the last 10 years. Piet also works for the Novartis Foundation of Switzerland. Another globalist figure with whom Ursula von der Leyen maintains close ties is David M. Rubenstein, American billionaire and member of the Globalist Trilateral Commission, which was founded in 1973 by David Rockefeller and is supported by the Rothschild family. It is the second most important globalist think tank after Bilderberg. One should also note that Mr. Rubenstein is in close contact with major figures and organizations at the forefront of the political and economic scene. Indeed, he is co-founder and co-executive chairman of the US private capital firm, the Carlyle Group, which brings together the creme de la creme of global politics. He is also associated with the US Council on Foreign Relations, an extremely influential organization, founded in 1921 by the Warburg banking dynasty, David Rockefeller, and other members of the elite. His connections to the North Atlantic Council, which is NATO's political decision-making body, are also worth a mention. An interesting piece of information about the Council is that they celebrated their 60th anniversary in 2021 at a large-scale event where members of the elite circle enjoyed themselves without wearing masks or practicing social distancing, despite it taking place during the pandemic's most severe period. Weren't they afraid? And if they were, why didn't they wear them? Incidentally, the Atlantic Council presented its highest award to Ursula von der Leyen and the heads of BioNTech and Pfizer. Major sponsors of the Council include One American Bank, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, and others. However, the most interesting element of all is that Ursula von der Leyen is close to Klaus Schwab, president of the World Economic Forum, who is a fellow Bilderberg Group member. After considering all of these factors, it would be worth asking ourselves the following question: who does Ursula von der Leyen really represent, as far as the pandemic is concerned? Is it the interests of European citizens, or those of big pharma companies? When she makes decisions, in a sovereign manner, together with European organizations and elected European politicians, does she listen to groups of citizens and proceed according to the consensus of the people, or individuals like Rubenstein or Klaus Schwab, influencing her in matters such as migration, the pandemic, the Russia-Ukraine war, and LGBTQ issues? And more generally, what is this woman going to do now that she has virtually imprisoned and tied the hands of the European Union? A potential conflict of interest has recently sparked public debate, and the person involved is European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, whose husband, Heiko von der Leyen, became medical director of the US biopharmaceutical company Orgenesis in December 2020. Heiko Hector von der Leyen is a member of the German von der Leyen, a noble family, and the son of Dr. Ulrich von der Leyen. He was born in Germany on the 2nd of June 1955. He has medical training and works in gene therapy and the development of DNA-based technologies. After receiving his doctorate in Hanover in 1986, he entered the field of research as a Stanford University professor, focusing on cardiovascular gene therapy. In 2005, Heiko von der Leyen became the director of the Hanover Clinical Trial, a service provider of clinical tests. In December 2020, Heiko became medical director of the US biopharmaceutical company Orgenesis, which specializes in cell and gene-based therapies like Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. According to Orgenesis, these new therapies have the supposed objective of changing people's lives, as well as changing their individual health system. Undoubtedly, they have achieved this aim, however, not without causing terrible adverse effects and millions of deaths, as we are seeing with the lethal COVID vaccines. The company Orgenesis actively participated in the development of the Pfizer vaccine. Prior to this job, Heiko von der Leyen and the vice president of Orgenesis, Vincent van Damme, worked for 11 years for GlaxoSmithKline, a British multinational pharmaceutical company. Before becoming part of GSK, van Damme spent 8 years as quality director for Pfizer. Many others who worked for Orgenesis were also previously Pfizer employees. Not only are the contracts signed between Pfizer and Ursula von der Leyen secret, but text message exchanges and telephone calls between the two parties have been deliberately erased. For this reason, 5 members of the European Parliament, from Germany, from France, Lithuania, Romania, and Croatia, have harshly criticized the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, for hiding part of the contents of her correspondence with the heads of the US pharmaceutical company, Pfizer. Ursula has proposed repealing the Nuremberg Code to make vaccinations mandatory for the 445 million people living in the European Union. It is not possible to confirm whether Pfizer paid commissions for the signing of the contract, or in what amount, and above all, to whom. Yet, if we do a bit of math, we can confirm that, at $20 a dose, Pfizer has received $36 billion from the European Union. A 2% commission is paid for contracts of that size in Brussels, meaning that someone has received $720 million worth of commission. With that in mind, it becomes logical for her to be advocating the vaccination of all Europeans, and the more times the better, either voluntarily or by force. Prior to this situation, a conflict of interest already existed with Ursula von der Leyen's son David, who worked for the consultancy firm McKinsey, thereby sharing in the company's profits. McKinsey received millions of euros for advising the Bundeswehr, the German army, when his mother was the government's defense minister. The multinational McKinsey is the company that designed the pandemic's marketing campaigns and, in fact, they were in charge of vaccine logistics and distribution. Critics draw particular attention to the chronology of events. Since the president of the European Commission's husband joined a US biopharmaceutical firm during the Commission's negotiations for the purchase of vaccines. At the beginning of March 2020, the World Health Organization announced the spread of the global coronavirus pandemic. In December 2020, Heiko von der Leyen became medical director of the American biopharmaceutical company Orgenesis. At the beginning of May 2021, the European Commission approved a contract for the purchase of up to 1.8 billion doses of the Pfizer, BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine, as announced by Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. Another element to consider is that Orgenesis and Pfizer have the same major shareholders. Their largest shareholder is the investment fund Vanguard, which also owns majority shares in another massive fund, BlackRock, as of March 2021. The major shareholder of Orgenesis and Pfizer is the investment group Vanguard, and it is comprised of the Rothschild Holding Investment Corp, Edmond de Rothschild Holding, and several families, like the Orsini in Italy, the Bush family in the United States, the DuPonts, the Morgans, the Vanderbilts, the US branch of the Rockefellers, and even the British royal family. Heiko von der Leyen is also associated with European funds that are going to multinational pharmaceutical funds in Italy, according to European Parliament member Francesca Donato. Thanks to a report published by Italian lawyer Olga Milanese, Francesca Donato learned of this blatant conflict of interests between President von der Leyen and the management of European funds destined for Italy. The entire project, managed by the University of Padua in Italy, appears to be made to measure, in response to the needs of multinational pharmaceutical companies. The project's partners include Pfizer, BioNTech, AstraZeneca, Novartis, and Sanofi. However, Orgenesis Italy, the company where the president's husband holds a managerial position as medical director, is also involved. The von der Leyen family's conflict of interest is obvious, and it is not the first time this has happened. Let us not forget a 1999 incident, when the European Commission headed by Jacques Santer found itself in the throes of a corruption and nepotism scandal, which forced the so-called European leader to step down. The European Commission president has a responsibility to provide an explanation regarding the umpteenth incident of opaque management, and some European parliamentarians are beginning to call for her resignation.